first specialty series, or at least saltwater specialty series that Seekers ever came out with that I know of. They have the Blue Lightning Inshore and the React series, but as far as offshore, you know, saltwater type rods, and that's the Hercules series. And you described it so meticulously. Why don't you, you got about 4 minutes before the break. Why don't you describe this Hercules series and the specialty aspect of it?
Well, basically, it was born on the East Coast. I'd like to take credit for it here, but it was born on the East Coast primarily with 6 and 7 foot in mind for deep water vertical jigging.
Like butterfly style?
Butterfly, grouper fishing, big snapper fishing off the Atlantic or in the Gulf. But that was the intent. Now, the rod itself, if you're familiar with graphite rods or blanks, when you pick this blank up, you would swear that it is a graphite blank. That's how light it is and thin diameter, which takes it away 180 degrees from what Seeker normally has.
Or from what most manufacturers have,
from
truly.
Most manufacturers.
Yeah, so not just Seeker as a whole, but most rod manufacturers.
To make it real clear, it is a thin diameter blank that is a composite graphite glass. And the trick that makes it different from our other rods is that the graphite is wrapped all the way to the tip so that when you pick this up, again, it feels like a graphite rod but has the strength and durability of the fiberglass being added to it. And it is wrapped with a light cloth, which gives it a lot of turns over the mandrel and makes that interior wall much thicker than you would think for a thin diameter blank.
And for those in radio land, Ed, the mandrel is actually
a stainless steel, a tapered tube is the best description that I can
think of. That you wrap the material around to make the fishing rod.
Exactly.
Okay.
The stainless steel rod that creates the tapered tube that becomes your fishing rod.
There you go. And so you're looking at putting multiple wraps of this thinner material. Therefore, it actually ends up thinner, but way stronger.
Exactly. And there was supposedly a video on YouTube where somebody was lifting up like 60 pounds of weight on a deadlift from a second-story balcony, and the rod did not break, but the reel seat blew up.
Holy moly.
So incredible strength, incredible lightness, and in response to the excitement by some of the West Coast anglers, we've added an 8-foot and a 9-foot version. And the ratings, basically, you have like 15 to 30, 40 to 80, and in the 6 foots, you have a 50 to 100. And people say, this can't be 100, and then they grab it and start pulling on it and go, whoa, it is incredibly strong.
And it's dubbed as deep water jigging rods, but I'm assuming that 8 to 9 foot is for a different application.
For the West Coast, I was told at Tackle Days, a couple guys picked them up and said, definitely Taddy C's, a 45 possibly, but not the heavier jig.